Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Mr. President, given that this is the very first time that my delegation has taken the floor, I would like to take this opportunity to commend you on taking on the chairmanship of the GGE, and you can rely on the full support of my delegation. Mr. President, to address the substantive discussion as fast as possible, Belgium decided not to offer a statement during the general statements section and to make our comments of the specific agenda items at a different stage. That said, I would like to reiterate our gratitude to you for the way in which you have led the debates, which we hope will allow us to make headway in the discussions. On characterizations and definition, I would like to elaborate on our country's position on this point. When it comes to definition of lethal of autonomous weapon system, it has already taken up a significant amount of time in the debates, and yet a definition has not yet reached a consensus. We could excessively define an autonomous weapon system, but that, for my delegation, would be attempting to tilted windmills. It's impossible. With modern systems, it is quite likely that such a definition would be obsolete or just on the verge of being obsolete as soon as it is adopted. So, according to my delegation, we should rather focus on the common characteristics that autonomous weapon systems might have and on the effects that autonomy brings on. With that in mind, my delegation would like to support the proposals that were on the screen, which no longer are, but I'm sure they will come back up in just a moment or two. Additionally, Belgium chooses to not use the LOS acronym. Instead, we prefer autonomous weapons system. The notion of lethal is not defined international system. It is not relevant to decide whether or not a system is in keeping or counter to international humanitarian law, and violation of international humanitarian law can take place without causing any deaths. And contrary to the point raised by the Republic of Korea or by the Russian Federation, my delegation welcomes the absence of the notion of lethal in the points that are found currently on the screen. Also, for operational reasons that were mentioned already in the previous GGE, my delegation is more in favor of identify, select, and engage than to the other alternatives found on the screen. These three concepts seem to reflect a continuum in hostility gamut. And bearing in mind the difficulty of defining an acceptable level of autonomy, Belgium rather is to consider the level of human control which would allow to adapt a human system to the respect of international humanitarian law. And in that regard, my delegation has already spoken several times about the concept of meaningful human control, which we support human intervention or intervention by an operator. Thank you.